You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
We gotta do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click! Click! Boom! I'm coming down on the stereo. Hit me on the radio. Click! Click! Boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter Day here on KLR Radio, I am Rick Robinson. He is not Dan, because apparently Dan is pretty much imaginary now. My guess is Dan fell off the timeline somewhere the last time CERN fired up the collector. But I do have the one, the only, the opulent Amish, otherwise known as Ordy Packard, with us this evening. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. I am very well. You know what? We were listening to Hammered and Wine before we came on, and then I got messaged by someone in chat, and it means a lot to me. It really just blew me away. They said, I don't know where to listen to this stuff anywhere else. I said, well, Mojo kind of, but I really, you know, couldn't either. And it hit me is that we have become like alt tech, like Minds and Cloud. We're not even, you know, we rock. How about that? We'll just leave it with that. We rock. How you doing, Mang?
KLR and Radio rocks. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm out of practice with that voice. I haven't used that one in a while. Oh, man. I'm doing all right.
Good evening with KLRN, Traffic and Weather on the 8th. Coming up next, Sunshine Flows Where My Daisy Grows. Sorry. Hi!
As Ordy Packard remembers his days as a DJ, how's everybody else doing this evening? Oh, man. I'm doing all right, actually. It's been a little rough. It's kind of weird for me, because this is normally the time change that I adjust better to. I don't know why, because I know everybody else is like, I don't know why you like this one better, because you lost an hour. But it makes my work week go by faster. But at the same time, I'm so busy now that I don't know. And I was talking to a friend about this today. I took an extra green pill. I've drank an entire pot of coffee, and it was like 2 o'clock before I finally started to feel like I was waking up. And then it was like everything hit all at once. So from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, I'm pretty sure I knew how Speedy Gonzalez must have felt.
Is that like the time that you realize it, or you sent that picture to Sam and I, telling us you were ready, you know, to produce, and it was like Pixie Sticks, Mountain Dew, coffee, and a Red Bull or something like that?
It was Pixie Sticks, Reese's Pieces, Mountain Dew, coffee, and a Monster.
Yeah, you know what? The green pill is better.
it has helped me not be quite so weird.
Okay, so I had these edibles aren't shit moment yesterday. And I really got tired, especially during the lockdown, of having to like beg for Flexerol or Scalaxin whenever I hurt myself working in the backyard. And then I realized I'm in fucking California. I can drive down the street to the dispensary, tell them what I need, and then grab it. So I'm in there. I'm like, okay, let me get some of this and some of that. And I just spent the entire lockdown quitting smoking. So, you know, inhaling anything really isn't a route I want to go. So they gave me some of the tar and everything, and, you know, some gummies and all that. And I was like, okay. And when I got home, I totally forgot which ones were no euphoria, some euphoria, and figuring out which dot's going to become the Enterprise euphoria. So I took the wrong one last night. And yeah. So if you're going to go subbling, remember that it takes at least an hour or two if you mix with food. And I put it on a really good cherry licorice type chew, and boy, that was quite the ride.
Surprised you're here.
Right. But I highly recommend them. I really do. How you been, man?
Oh, man. Like I said, doing all right. Just adjusting to the time change. We are 27 days away from Wedding Palooza on my property, which means things are about to get really scary because my parents are coming out this weekend and they're going to help us get the property put together. And there's like a whole crew of people that are going to be here for like off and on for the next 3 weeks to make sure that the property's set up the way everybody wants it. And I'm just like this, all of this while I'm working my day job, keeping up with the podcast network as best I can, taking care of grandbabies, and learning to be a single dad again. All of this has been so much fun.
So what you're saying is that your property is going to become like a Baggins birthday.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty good much. Times.
Good times, good times.
Yeah. Maybe I should send you some of these CBD.
You probably should.
Yeah. So.
Just saying.
Just saying.
You have some ringing going on.
Hang on. Yeah, that's just a sec. That's the fan on my video card because I'm mining. Just a sec. Uh-huh. I just heard it to my ear, and I'm like, yeah, I better shut that down. Okay. So there was a shooting today, if you didn't hear.
Still ringing.
Okay. Don't have an answer for that. That's on your end, man. That's your tonight. It's not mine.
Actually, it's finally seeming to start to go away, so it might not be anyway.
It was fans. They just needed to ramp down. Okay, so we had another shooting today.
We did? Where was this?
We did. It was in Georgia. It was a massage parlor. Wow, did they go out of their way to try and make it racist?
Yeah, you know, that's pretty much what they always do.
I'm reminded of the line from Seinfeld. It's not racist if I like the race. The shooter frequented the massage parlors, and it had to do with his sex addiction, not anti. But they really wanted to make it all about Trump and his Wuhan flu comments. And it really, really wanted to make it all of that. And white people don't get to decide what is and isn't racist.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Yeah. That's always been the thing. We're not allowed to tell people what racist is because we're all racist.
Or something. So, I mean, it's just, we are just perpetually mired in stupid.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. What's grinding your gears today?
Honestly, I've been so busy, I haven't even really been able to take much of a look at anything. That's what I was trying to do, was get a look at, see if there was anything that popped out at me that I wanted to rant about, because I've fallen behind on all the rest of my projects, so I just now finally got Loftus podcast edited, and I used to be able to have that done by Sunday night. Yeah, so that's been fun, too. So much extra crap to do now that I can't even keep up with my old workload. So much fun! But yeah, so anyway, let's see what is going on around the world.
Well, we got John Kerry on an American Airlines plane not wearing a mask. I'm not mad about this.
That doesn't surprise me.
You know what? Here's my thing. Good. I mean, it's obvious hypocrisy that, you know, he doesn't have to wear it. Those people who want us most to be afraid of the coronavirus are not afraid of the coronavirus. But you know what? If this is like those moments, like with Gavin Newsom not wearing a mask and everything, it's the more of that goes around, then the mask holes have less and less of an argument. Because if there is any way that you are going to spread a virus, it is on a cylindrical aluminum tube with recycled air, seating a few hundred people.
Not according to the CDC.
I know the answer. Okay, well, yeah. Yes, of course. But if that's the case, if that were true, then why make people wear masks on planes? That should be your free zone, right?
No, I know. But yeah, that was actually one of the studies released by the CDC, is because of all the severe HEPA filtration and everything else going on in airplanes, that there was really no fear of anybody actually getting the coronavirus from the recycled air, but they can still get it from people sitting next to them, and that's why you're supposed to wear a mask.
Bastards. Sure, but no, you can't have it both ways. You can't say that, you know, John Kerry can sit in first class and not wear a mask, and that's fine, but then kick a family of Hasidic Jews off because the youngest of them, who aren't even required to wear a mask by CDC guidelines, aren't wearing a mask. So you don't get to have it both ways. I'm sorry. You may think you do, but...
Well, you know, apparently they can have it both ways because they just did.
Just American Airlines, oh, we're going to investigate that. No, you aren't, you liars. You ain't investigating shit.
See, these are things that are starting to really piss me off. Because now that the election is over, and now that there's absolutely nothing that can be done about it, there's all these stories coming out about all these places where they're figuring out people actually did break the law. Case in point, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson instructed clerks to presume the accuracy of signatures on absentee ballots. Judge rules that Michigan's Democratic Secretary of State broke the law with absentee ballot rule when commanding them to do that.
Yes. Obviously. And the thing is that, unfortunately, and this is where – I think this is where our founding fathers failed. you know, they were brilliant in almost every other thing, but I can't even say that it's lack of foresight, because they did have foresight in almost all other things. There is not a mechanism to reverse a rigged election if the party that is part of those who did the rigging is in control of Congress. You know, I mean, this is supposed to be saying, okay, well, this is when we would do an impeachment, or this is when we would do this, or when we would do that. To my knowledge, there is no mechanism to undo an election.
No, there's not.
Because that falls under a state.
But, I mean, that's the thing. There's been rulings in Michigan that the law was broken. They're talking about that in Georgia. I don't remember where else I saw it, but I saw another story not too long ago where I think another state was mentioning the fact that there were severe violations of their election laws. I think it was Pennsylvania. And I'm just thinking, you know, once, maybe, twice becomes an issue. I'm sorry, what?
You mean every state that was vital in this election is all of a sudden coming up with, oh, hey, there was, you know, illegal shenanigans.
Yeah, and it's too late. The damage has already been done.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like we said a few weeks ago, when the National Guard stayed after the inauguration, this is not something someone who is secure in the legitimacy of their election does.
No, not at all.
And they're still there. And, you know, it's like Guam's representative at large used the National Guard troops from Guam to intimidate another House member the other day. Marsha right up. Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a fucking moron, but don't use your National Guard, your state's, your territory's National Guards to intimidate another member of Congress. Or the media. See, I hear that squeaking now, too. That's like crickets or something.
Yeah, I don't know where that was coming from, because that was coming through on your side.
Well, I heard it in my ears, so I don't have my mic feed piping into my ears. So, okay, you know what? They're listening.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The insectoids are listening. They know we're doing a Mandela effect juxtaposition tomorrow.
That's what it is. The insectoids from the center of the earth are already listening.
Yes.
Anyway. But yeah, so, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, story after story after story started to come out with all these election irregularities. No, there's no election irregularities at all. What are you talking about? Now there's, like, confirmed stories starting to come out about election issues, and there's absolutely nothing that anybody can do.
No. And, you know, it's good because it's not like we have a crisis at the border or anything. So, I mean, it's really nice that nothing's going on anywhere that, you know, they can just kind of, you know, have their wraps and call it a day and, you know, not actually, you know, circle back to things, rather than actually deal with the problem, especially an immigrant problem at the border that doesn't exist.
So here's
a House Democrats block a bill today that the GOP put up requiring those coming across the border at least test negative for coronavirus.
Yeah, you would think that would be, you know, kind of imperative since everything gives you the Rona.
Well, especially since it's the party who has shut down the country for a year because of the Rona. Might get the Rona. Can't go to a skate park. You might get the Rona eating in a restaurant or walking in a restaurant. Not if you sit down to eat, but if you're actually walking through at 5 feet or higher, you could get the Rona. You're out after eight, you'll get the Rona. It'll just come running right up on you, and there's nothing you can do about it. You'll be a tragedy on a CCTV camera.
Everybody knows that the Rona only travels at 5 foot or higher, sir.
And they come out at night, mostly. You know she never acted again?
Who?
Newt from Aliens.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I missed the line. I was like, what?
You missed those.
That was a softball, too. I feel bad.
That was a T-ball.
You teed it up, and I still missed. It's been one of those days, my brother. One of those days. So here's another not surprise. Here's another not surprise. Biden signals he may break Trump's deal to withdraw from Afghanistan by May 1st.
Well, of course. I mean,
weren't they supposed to be the party of not war? What the hell?
I'm actually surprised we're not in the broader conflict right now. I really am.
Oh, you said it out loud.
There's got to be some cool shit going on somewhere.
Everybody in the chat, find some wood, start knocking. Already said crazy shit out loud again. We're going to be at war by tomorrow. You're going to jinx us, man. You're going to jinx us. Not really.
Actually, I talked about it last week when, you know, really down low, they sent the Connecticut National Guard to the Horn of Africa to assist in terrorism operations, whatever that means. But it's the largest deployment of National Guard from Connecticut since 9/11. Since the Cold War on Terror began.
That seems a little shady.
And the only way I found it, I've got a friend of mine who's from Connecticut, and he showed it to me on the Hartford Courant. And it wasn't even like front page shit. It was like, you had to look for it. And anywhere else in the news, anywhere.
Fun times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first I've heard of that. It just seems weird that they sent National Guard troops in general. I'm just like, that just... Heh? That's...
And it's not like it was like a specialist group or anything that I could recognize, you know, like, you know, a drone wing or something like that, you know? But I'm sure we'll find out sooner or later.
Oh, I'm sure we will. You know, as soon as bodies start dropping. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said we've always been at war with Oceania. Yes. Okay. Somebody sent me a freaky clip today in chat. If you saw this today, like on social media, let me know what you think of it. And I'm going to describe it because I don't have the link handy. But it's like, okay, the scene is two camera views of Biden walking up to do a presser, and there's some microphones, and he clips through the microphones. It's like it's green screened, and then they put it's like kind of like deep fakey, and they put Biden in on top of it. And if I can find the video, I'll drop it into the Discord group later. But it was just – did anybody else see this? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Did you see this? Did you know what I'm talking about? Did you hear about this?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's not unusual lately.
Right. Well, I hit you with some of those Mandela effects before the show that I dug up, and you're like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying that the video is fake, not the Biden in it, that the clipping was fake? See, that's a cricket. That's on your end.
That was not a cricket. I don't have any crickets.
Okay. I don't know.
And I heard it in my ears, too, so...
Yeah, but you monitor the show. I don't. I just have Skype into my headset. You have me and you and the outfeed in yours, so...
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so... Yeah, okay, there's a video. They just put it in chat. It's...
I must be off somewhere because, yeah. Oh, wait, there we go. I see it now.
Okay. All right. So you want to go to break?
Yeah.
Then we'll come back. Yeah.
Might as well. Right. About that time anyway.
Okay. Let's do that.
All right, folks. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Or don't. You know, not the government. Not going to tell you what to do. We'll be right back as long as this bumper keeps playing. Stay tuned.
So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's.
The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
Judge me, I've been on a Foo Fighters kick the last week. All right, welcome back into the program, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Robinson. He's already packing. You are listening to, we might as well just put the new damn graphic up, the Robinson and Hordy Show, because I think we have one that says that somewhere. Pretty sure we do.
Yeah, Jeff put one together for us. You know what? Here's a hill I will die on. Nirvana was holding back Dave Grohl. Prove me wrong.
I'm pretty sure you might be right.
And no. I defy anyone to prove me wrong on that.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I mean, we'll dig up the. Yeah, don't at me. Can't at me. I'm still suspended. Yeah, I think we'll put the new at up on the website, or the new at the new art that Jeff did, the graphic. Thank you.
There we go.
I swear I didn't take any CBD tonight.
You sure?
Yes, positive.
I don't think so. So, CNN is getting roasted on social media, apparently, which I think is nice. I haven't been on social media much the last few days, but I'll take the Blaze's word for it. So apparently, in a story that was written today, CNN admits Governor Ron DeSantis succeeded despite refusing to lock down Florida, and apparently social media is melting down. An exact quote is, CNN, you're out of your fucking minds for this headline. A CNN report admitted that the pandemic plan by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida has been largely a success, and many on social media fired off angry responses at the article and the journalist who authored it. The article by CNN's chief national affairs correspondent Jeff Zeleny cautiously admits that DeSantis has been able to save the economy of the state without the massive death toll that many were predicting. As many parts of the country embark on an uneasy march toward normalcy, Florida is not only back in business, it's been in business for the better part of the past year. DeSantis' gamble to take a laissez-faire approach appears to be paying off, at least politically, at least for now, as other governors capturing attention in the opening phase of the pandemic now face stronger challenges. So, yeah, it's been kind of interesting day for CNN when they actually have to report something that hurts.
The blowback CNN is getting is 100% the result of them telling the lie for the last year and promoting the love gov and just – you know, so now when they actually have to report the truth that, you know what, death Satanist didn't kill a bunch of people, that Florida is actually a success story, They have to eat all of that crow. All of it. Every bite. Beaks, too. Beak and feathers.
Beaks, talons, all of it. Eat the whole fucking thing.
And I'm here for it. I really am.
Been fun to watch.
It's schadenfrelicious.
Wasn't that? Never mind.
Yeah, no, that was. I think that was Aggie's screen name for a while.
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds familiar, but. Oh, so, has anybody heard from G?
Did he wind up? No, I'm not on Twitter.
Oh, shut up.
What's that?
I was just wondering if anybody had actually heard from G, because he messaged me earlier today that he wasn't going to be able to do a show because there were like tornadoes and stuff. I'm just curious if he wound up in Oz.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit before, right about halfway through what it would have been his time slot, and he said there's still hail and thunderstorms in the area, and a couple tornadoes were close to the north, but he's still safe, so I told him to stay low.
Hunker down, man, hunker down. Tornadoes in Alabama. Who the fuck would have thought it? I swear.
Yeah, it really is.
Tornado this Alley flies further east every year, I swear.
Well, until one wipes out New York City, I will not be satisfied.
Well, can we at least make sure we don't have any friends in there first?
JD, get out.
He tried that already. He went to your coast and lost his fucking mind and then came back.
Yeah, man, how did that work out for him? He went back and it's actually worse for him.
You know, I haven't talked to him in a few weeks. I need to call him.
He should have grabbed mom and dad, put them in an RV, taken them to Florida right when the Rona started.
Actually, I think last time I talked to him, he was shopping for land somewhere, but I don't remember where he was now. He's planning on living out in the middle of nowhere.
Going to Idaho. No, I'm all about the Idaho compound. I really am.
Shit. I call my little 2.5 acres my apocalypse starter pack.
There you go.
Because if shit keeps going crazy, I'm just going to build a wall, get a bunch of shit, and just be like, leave me alone.
So everybody in chat's talking about what they're doing with their stimmy. What are you doing?
Giving some of it to my ex, unfortunately. Other than that, I haven't really figured out what I'm doing yet, other than possibly investing in a much better machine to run the station stuff on.
Okay. Not bad. That's noble. Yeah, we've got new ham radio setups, so on and so forth. I've got two more power tools I really need to get. I need to get a good high-powered router, and I need to get a compressor. And then once that, my major tool buy is done, and I can really start doing some crafting. Set up my crafting table and just go to town.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually just...
However, I did not get my... like everybody else.
Yeah, you... Oh, that's right. You haven't gotten yours yet.
No.
You should blame your governor. Put out a... Add that to the petition to get him recalled.
But I know people in California who did get their stimmy today.
I would still blame your governor.
You know what I'm wondering is that my refund was exactly $600 short of what it was supposed to be. Was the first one not tax deductible? Were we paying that back? What's up with that? Because I got a letter saying the second one wasn't taxable.
I don't know. So, just for giggles.
Once again, taxation is theft. They wouldn't be giving us back all this money if they hadn't taken it in the first place. It's 50-50? All right.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty much right there with you. So just for giggles, I looked up an Alienware laptop. I kind of changed my mind on that.
You know what? Okay, Alienware is the Nike swoosh. It's really – they used to be good, but now it's just an up-jumped Dell.
Pretty much.
Yeah, if you want a real gaming laptop, go with like Razer or something. But if you're looking for something for the station, you know, get with Jeff and I later. We'll set you up.
I was just kind of looking for a gaming rig because it's usually got more than enough in there for pretty much anything I need to do with it.
Yeah. Now's not the time right now because there's a silicone shortage due to the Rona, and as they ramped up chip production, especially with GPUs, with video cards, then Bitcoin went through the fucking roof and everybody swooped in and bought up all those cards that they could get in every lottery they could get their hands on to mine with. So, nice. Yeah, right out. That's my money. My bitch better have my money. Not half, not some, but all my cash. But, yeah, so... Yeah, now there's a silicone shortage right now. Everything's overpriced. So even processors. I was pricing out a Ryzen 9 5000 series, and I'm just like, holy shit, that's more expensive than a Threadripper, which is more processor than I need. So, yeah, now's not the time. Wait a month or two.
Oh no,
then start looking at.
I'm not in any hurry because I already have this one that I just bought anyway. I mean, this one does the job, and I got it on sale, and it's still better. I mean, it's newer than what I had before. It's almost the same specs as what I had before, just a newer processor.
You know, it's funny, talking about Jeff and Chaz, talking about imagine what his art would look like if he could get a real freaking video card. I've got a friend of mine that's doing mining, Bitcoin mining, and he has to buy whole systems because buying an entire computer is cheaper than the NVIDIA 3070 card.
That's crazy. But, you know, like I've kind of run into the same thing because I used to build my own machines. And anymore, it's almost getting cheaper just to find one and just buy it. Because it's like, by the time you get all the parts you want, you're in $4,000 anymore.
Right. I mean, it's good because you have your system and you know everything about it. But that's where that ends.
Yeah, it's just weird because I used to build machines on purpose because it used to save me money, and now it's like, yeah, it's not really saving me money to do that anymore. So I'm just like, eh.
Yeah. But you get to have custom lighting. So I was thinking about it the other day. I've decided I'm going on my next mining rig I build. I'm going all yellow and black cabling on it and yellow lighting. Just go full Liberty colors on it.
Nice.
I'm still joking. A friend of mine messaged me the other day. He's all, hey, you libertarians know about 3D printing. How do I get started? I said, well, you can't print bitcoins. I know that now. Ba-dum-bum. These are the jokes, folks. What are you watching?
What have I been watching? There was a show I've been watching, and I was gonna bring it up, but now that you've asked me, middle son, because you know they have their money they get, and he finally talked me into checking out HBO Max. So I've been rewatching Falling Skies because it's on there, and I love that show.
Oh, that was a good show. Yeah.
Yeah, I really, really. I don't know. I like most of the stuff Noah Wiley was in. Except for, I didn't really much care for him in ER, but pretty much everything he's done since then I actually liked, and then he kind of just disappeared. He was like everywhere on TNT for a while because they were doing The Librarian, and then on the off seasons for The Librarian, they were doing Falling Skies, and then he got basically written out of The Librarian, and then Falling Skies died, and you just never really heard from him again. Except for occasionally he would show back up on The Librarian, and then they decided they were killing that show.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw something about The Librarian the other day, too. I'm drawing a blank on. Were they trying to... Are they still in production? Did they... I don't know. I can't remember what I was thinking about. I've got to have this for Culture Shift next, and I just totally spaced. I'll have to search it later.
I think maybe they're talking about trying to redo something with it. There's another show they were talking about rebooting soon, too, and I don't remember what that was either. So far, I have to admit, HBO Max hasn't been terrible. And I'm not paying for it. My kid's using his money, so. And I still get to watch it, so. So yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, we have Hulu, we have Netflix, we have Paramount Plus, we have HBO Max, I have Prime. Like, you know, I pretty much have everything. Have all the things. Have almost all the things. I'm almost getting to the point. Now where I'm thinking if I get rid of Dish and just get like a streaming box of some kind, it's pretty. I mean, that's all I've been watching. We have the Xbox in there, so I don't need that. Because that's the nice thing about the Xbox. Because since it's Windows based, I can put whatever apps I want on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, actually, they have an Xbox component in Windows 10 as well. So, yeah. HP says HBO Max show Raised by Wolves is good.
Then I have to check that one out.
Yeah. Okay. Monday night, I started watching Resident Alien. It looks good, but I crashed out. So that's on Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi, yeah. That's one of the ones I've been wanting to watch, yeah. And I keep forgetting.
Yeah, it's got Wash from Firefly in it. And then the other one that is Tribes of Europa. I keep starting, but I've just been wiped out this week. But I've heard it's really good. That's on Netflix. So I've tried watching new shows. I just haven't gotten very far into them. No fault of the show, though. This isn't like with whatever that retelling of the Arthurian myth was that I just couldn't make it through the first episode and then gave up trying. I'm sure Jeff will pop in and remind me real quick because I have completely – that is a repressed memory now.
It's a repressed memory, is it?
Yes, it is. So, yeah, Jeff can't remember. Oh, God, that shit show. Yeah, I can't remember either. We shall never speak of it again. Was it cursed? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, Ridley Scott produced Raised by Wolves. Nice. Yeah, I'm going to have to get HBO Max and check that. Yeah, the thing with HBO Max is I thought I had it when I had the HBO app on my Prime, but I guess I missed the switch over now window. I wasn't paying attention or some shit, and now do I not only not have the HBO app, I have to resubscribe to HBO Max. So it's just getting arsed to do that.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. So, Jux tomorrow night.
Yep. Looking forward to it. Gonna do another Mandela Effect show. You remember the Mandela Effect show? That was one of the first ones that we did together, and people were like talking about it for almost a year. People would just randomly pop up and be like, "What are you doing?"
You know, like CERN and timelines, and yeah. Yeah, no, I still got people. In fact, the one we did a little bit ago, a couple weeks ago, was spun off of that too. When we did the Black Tom Island and, you know, American battles you may not have heard of. So that was kind of spun off of that too. But yeah, we're doing a full Jux on Mandela Effect tomorrow. And I found some stuff today just to tease you guys. I got to find out if these were test products or if these were actual real things that just – okay. Tell us in chat. Did you ever hear of Pepsi AM as in morning? Pepsi AM? Cheetos lip balm? Colgate beef lasagna? I'm not kidding. These are things that people insist were real. So I will be looking into that to see if these were like just test product, you know, like, the, you know, oh, we tested that in Seattle and it was abysmal. So we just decided not to run with it. Or if these were actual products that we just don't, that in one timeline or another just doesn't know about. So everybody's saying yes to the Cheetos lip balm, but no to the other things. Mini Raptor heard of Pepsi AM.
I've never heard of either one.
Freaky cereal, I have no concept of, Al. I'll probably have to look at that and then go, wait, oh, okay. And then just found a Wikipedia page today that had all these flavors of Pebbles, you know, Fruity Pebbles, that I had never even heard of, like Cinnamon Toast Pebbles and shit like that.
I was kind of weirded out. I was kind of, speaking of, you know, Fruity Pebbles, I was kind of weirded out the other day because, and I'd seen it before, but it just never really registered with me. So my son and I are at Walmart, and I need to take a coffee creamer. So I'm going through there, and there's like Fruity Pebbles flavored coffee creamer. I was like, who the fuck would put that in your coffee? My son was like, who knows? It might be good. I'm like, you're nuts.
No, they're not good. I love all things Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I was sadly disappointed by their coffee creamer.
Yeah. I did find one that I really, really liked, and unfortunately, because I really, really liked it, now I can't find it again. They have one that tastes like the Almond Joy candy bar, which tasted really good in coffee. I'm just saying.
If nothing else, this universe at least has Almond Joy and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
This is true.
It may be the worst of everything else, but it doesn't have... Okay, we don't have Kaijin. We don't have the Elders and Eldritch Abominations, but we do have Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and we do have Almond Joy. So we're batting 500, in my opinion.
You know what else we have that I found the other day, which I think is absolutely amazing? I found Hershey's Dark Chocolate Nuggets with almonds.
Oh yeah, those are fantastic.
I ate like a share bag like by myself for like 3 days. It was terrible. It was bad. My kids were like, where did they go? And I'm like, didn't you just buy a bag of candy on Sunday? Is this Tuesday? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Dad's like, go put it in the trash. But yeah, it was bad.
Hey, like, send it up. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
JP says the Crunch Blizzard was the best thing DQ ever made. I would agree with that.
That is a hill I would happily die on.
That is the one thing that I miss about going to movies is that I keep forgetting when I'm like in the supermarket or some shit, Whoppers.
You know, I gotta kind of be in the mood for those. Like every once in a while, I'm like, okay, that was really good. And then other times, you know, like, oh, why the fuck did I buy these again? I don't know what it is, but I have to be in the mood for those.
Well, it's like Red Vine. Too.
Yeah, I've always been more of a Twizzlers gay.
I can't do a show with you anymore. I quit. Good night.
All right, so really we will not be doing a juxtaposition
tomorrow. What are these words of which you spake? Those words.
Oh, man.
You doing an AOTR tonight, man?
I'm planning on it, yes.
Yes? Okay. Yes, well, you got a minute to figure it out.
Well, since I've barely done anything else again this week, I figure I might as well do at least one. I swear, one of these days I'm gonna get back into the rhythm and get all this stuff figured out because, yeah, you know, being full-time grandpa and then weekend grandpa to two other grandkids and then occasionally even more of my grandkids come over. That's right. In case you don't know, I have like six. I have lots of grandkids. Most of the time, I'm usually got at least four of them on the weekends. Which is why I'm always so tired by Monday. And everyone is like, why is Rick not doing a show? Because Rick fell asleep on the couch and doesn't even know what fucking day it is. Leave me alone.
It's Sunday part two.
Dude, seriously. Like, I meant to text Jen last night and be like, hey, do you want... Because I haven't talked to her really since she came back from CPAC, and I haven't really been on Twitter. So I was going to text her yesterday and be like, hey, you feel up to doing a show? Because we haven't done one in a while. And kept saying, I'm going to do it. And I was sitting there and I was watching TV, and the next thing I know, I wake up and it's 3:30 in the morning and I'm on my couch. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? It was like 8 o'clock, like 2 seconds ago. Yeah, that's how tired I was. That's how tired I was last night. And then just
that's wondering. Also how Fire in the Sky started.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Thanks for pointing that out, man. Maybe that. Maybe
that's. Hey, JC, I hear your argument about black jelly beans, but allow me to retort. Mike and Ike's.
What are we talking about, black jelly beans?
Yeah, JC said black jelly beans are the best, and I said, yeah, but Mike and Ike's.
Black jelly? Ew. Not really.
I don't mind black licorice. If it's good black licorice.
See, that's the thing. I used to hate black licorice when I was a kid. Now I like it. My taste buds have changed. You've changed, Rick. You've changed. All right. So on that note, speaking of changing, we're gonna change shows because Ordy's got to go because I gotta do another one. So hour of Off the Rails coming at you next. Stay tuned.